Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Obsessed with the Best by food and culture writer Ella Quittner is a cookbook built around a reporting mindset test competing techniques, compare results, then translate what you learn into repeatable home cooking, known for creating Foo Fighty 2's absolute best tests. Quittner organizes the book around more than 20 head-to-head method trials that examine classic dishes and everyday staples such as roast chicken, pasta, biscuits, and more. Rather than declaring a universal winner, the book's guiding idea is that best is subjective and context-dependent, shaped by texture preferences, time, tools, and the kinds of flavor you value. Each test functions like a small experiment, while the resulting recipes turn those findings into practical, minimalist approaches with room for variation. Reported essays appear throughout, broadening the lens from technique to culture by exploring the people and places that chase culinary extremes and personal ideals. The overall purpose is to help home cooks make better decisions with evidence and to enjoy the curiosity behind improvement without pretending perfection is fixed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, head-to-head testing is a practical decision tool. The backbone of the book is Quittner's systematic head-to-head testing, presented as an accessible way for home cooks to evaluate technique instead of relying on lore. Each test compares multiple approaches to a single problem, such as how to achieve the juiciest meat, the crispiest exterior, or the most reliable bake. The emphasis is not on laboratory precision, but on structured comparison. Hold key variables steady, change one method choice at a time, and taste the differences. This framework teaches readers how to reason about cooking outcomes, including texture, moisture, browning, and efficiency. It also highlights a reality many cooks feel but rarely see. Articulated improvements often come with trade-offs, such as time versus tenderness or simplicity versus control. By walking readers through results and the reasoning behind them, the book aims to make technique choices feel less mysterious. The value is especially high for cooks who get stuck when they see many recipes for the same dish and do not know which approach fits their goal. Instead of offering one rule, the book provides a method for choosing, adapting, and learning through comparison. Secondly, redefining best as personal and context-dependent. A central theme is the refusal to treat best as a single fixed destination. Quittner explicitly frames best as a moving target. What counts as ideal can change with your palate, your schedule, and the tools you have. The book's examples underscore that one person might want roast chicken that is maximally efficient, while another might prioritize a result that feels unforgettable, even if it requires extra steps. By placing preferences on the table, the book encourages readers to articulate their own criteria before choosing a method. That shift is practical because it prevents endless recipe hopping and helps cooks match technique to need, whether that means a quick weeknight approach, a high-effort weekend project, or something designed to satisfy a very specific craving. The same idea applies to baking, where small differences in tenderness, flakiness, or browning can matter more than a supposed universal standard. The book's stance also supports experimentation without shame. If you do not love the result, it does not mean you failed. It means your definition of best is different. In that way, the cookbook becomes both guidance and permission, offering tested opinions while protecting the reader's autonomy. Thirdly, minimalist foundations with flexible variations. Although the book is driven by rigorous comparison, its recipe philosophy is notably minimalist. The point of the test is not to produce fussy restaurant replicas, but to identify high-leverage moves that make home cooking consistently better. That tends to favor techniques that maximize flavor and texture without unnecessary complication. From those foundations, the book provides creative options that act as jumping-off points rather than rigid detours. This combination matters because many home cooks want reliability first and personalization second. A stable base recipe teaches the core technique, while variations let readers tailor seasoning, aromatics, sauces, or formats to match their households and habits. The approach also helps readers build intuition. Once you understand which method choices drive the result, you can change flavors while protecting the structure that makes it work. In practice, this is the difference between memorizing a single recipe and learning a repeatable pattern for a category of dishes. The tested foundation also makes adaptation safer, especially for baking, where ingredient ratios and handling decisions can have outsized effects. Overall, the book positions creativity as something you earn through understanding, not as random improvisation. Fourthly, technique lessons for staples like roast chicken, pasta, and biscuits. The book's subject matter focuses on familiar foods that many cooks make repeatedly, which increases the payoff of method refinement. By centering staples such as roast chicken, pasta, and biscuits, Quittner uses recognizable benchmarks to show how technique decisions translate into sensory outcomes. The tests invite readers to notice what changes when you shift a single variable, whether that is heat management, timing, handling, or the degree of control a method offers. Because these dishes are culturally and personally loaded, Small improvements can feel dramatic: a roast chicken that stays juicy, pasta with a texture you actually prefer, or biscuits that reliably hit the tenderness or flake you are chasing. The point is not novelty but mastery through repetition. This emphasis also makes the cookbook useful as a reference. Once you learn a preferred approach for a staple, it becomes part of your baseline cooking repertoire. The result is a style of teaching that meets readers where they already live in the kitchen, upgrading everyday meals rather than requiring a pantry overhaul or obscure equipment. The tests serve as a map of options, helping readers choose methods that align with their time, tolerance for steps, and desired result. Lastly, food obsession as culture, humor, and honest reflection. Beyond recipes, the book is punctuated with reported essays about the human desire to find and declare the best. These pieces connect technique to culture by spotlighting the communities, events, and traditions that turn preferences into quests. The essays broaden the cookbook into something closer to food journalism, showing how standards form, why they get defended, and what people are really chasing when they chase perfection. Quitner's voice, described by reviewers as personal and funny, keeps the tone lively even when the work behind the results is intense. Importantly, the book acknowledges that obsessive optimization can erode the simple joy of making dinner, an honesty that helps readers relate rather than feel judged. That reflection reframes the central project. The goal is not to eliminate spontaneity, but to understand when rigor serves you and when it does not. By weaving narrative through instruction, the book offers multiple entry points. Some readers will come primarily for dependable recipes, while others will enjoy the philosophy and reportage that explains why the notion of best remains so compelling. The combination makes the book readable away from the stove and useful at the stove, a hybrid that stands out in a crowded cookbook landscape. In conclusion, Obsessed with the Best is best suited to home cooks who like to understand why a method works, not just follow steps, and to readers who enjoy food writing alongside practical instruction. If you have ever compared 5 versions of the same recipe and felt stuck, the book structure offers a way out. Define what you mean by best, review tested trade-offs, then choose a path that fits your palate and your life. The practical benefit is confidence. By learning from side-by-side comparisons, you can make smarter choices about time, effort, tools, and desired texture, and you can repeat successes rather than chasing them. The intellectual benefit is equally present, since the reported essays examine the broader cultural impulse to rank and optimize, treating culinary perfection as both a technical and human story. What helps the book stand out among technique-driven cookbooks is the blend of rigorous comparison with a candid, personal perspective. It does not present itself as a final authority that ends debate. Instead, it offers a deeply informed viewpoint grounded in testing and then invites readers to adapt. The combination of evidence, voice, and flexibility makes it useful as a kitchen reference, engaging as an armchair read, and more realistic than perfectionist guides that pretend there is one answer for everyone. If you would like to support Ella Quitner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.